Hey, 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 family. Welcome back. Welcome back to another episode of the Emphatically You podcast. I am your girl, Candace. Y'all, listen, today's episode is so special. I mean, it's extra special to me because we're not only celebrating 2 years of podcasting magic, y'all, we are also raising our glasses high for a significant milestone. Today, y'all, today, Wednesday, April 24th, 2024, is my daughter Maya's 21st birthday. Hey, 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 welcome to the Emphatically You podcast. I'm your host, Candace Nelson, wife, mother of one dope college student, lover of words, music, and a native Adamsville bred Georgia peach. You're invited to this easy, breezy, soulful safe space created for those of us who need occasional reminders, some tips, tools, and transformative messages that will speak to the heart of you. Come along with me on this brand new journey of truth, love, and growth. It's time to let your hair down and put yourself first so you can speak and be emphatically you. Let's get into it. All right, y'all. Listen, can you believe it? I'm serious. Can you believe it? It feels like just yesterday that I hit the record button for the very first time. And now, here I sit behind this microphone sharing laughs, sharing tears, and everything else in between with all of you, with all of y'all. You know, as I reflect on just how wonderful this experience has been, I really can't help but think of my journey of truth and growth. And there's been a lot. But, you know, speaking of growth, I want to talk about the amazing young woman who's been one of my biggest cheerleaders and sources of inspiration, my daughter Maya. Y'all, Maya is a junior at Howard University, and I know y'all heard me talk about her a little bit in the past. And her journey through college, it has been nothing short of remarkable. What's funny to me is I still remember the excitement of her first day on campus when we were moving her into College Hall North. And then finding out all of her courses were going to be online. Y'all, I was like, what the, you know what? She could have stayed at home for this. But nevertheless, it was an opportunity for her to spread her wings and fly. Y'all, this was only one of the challenges that she would face along the way. And it has been a whirlwind of emotions for all of us. Listen, family, hear me and hear me good. Raising a college freshman, sophomore, junior, or senior, I don't care what their classification is. When you are raising a college kid, man, that journey is filled with ups, downs, highs, and some lows. Y'all, hold your hand up and give me a high five if you hear what I'm saying and you understand what I'm talking about. Y'all, there have been moments of pride, yes indeed, as I've watched Maya grow and thrive in her studies and all the different extracurricular activities. But there have been some moments of worry, Lord, and some uncertainty. And I'm always thinking about my baby. You know, she's not a baby anymore. She's 21 years old today, but she'll always be my baby. And, you know, during some of those moments, we had to learn to navigate. We had to navigate some of these inevitable challenges that they come with young adulthood. They're part of the process. They're part of the journey. Y'all hear what I'm talking about? Where my mama's at? Where my daddy's at? Where y'all at? Raise your hands. Let me know that you hear what I'm saying and you understand my plight. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Just recently, like this past weekend, I came to a realization for myself that although I've been doing things to make sure I allow Maya the space to actually spread her wings and kind of bump her head, I've truly realized, and it happened with a conversation that she and I had, that I want to be a fixer, especially where she's concerned. And I've got to really focus and learn to just kind of dial back, allow her to walk in her path, walk in her truth, you know, follow her own footsteps, and just be here if and when she needs a safe place to fall. That's a reality check for me, and it might be a reality check for some of you out there. But anyway, I want to make sure I say that Maya's college journey has been a roller coaster of adventure. I mean, from the exhilarating highs of new friendships, the academic triumphs, and then to the inevitable curveballs that life throws your way. Like, you know, when you break up with your boo or you don't get one of the internships you put your heart into. Those things have been things that have happened. But you know what? You know what? Through it all, that girl has tackled each challenge with grace, resilience, strength, courage, determination, y'all, and a spirit that shines brighter than the sun. And I mean that. Maya has embraced every opportunity. She has tackled every obstacle. And she has emerged stronger and more confident with each day that passes by. Y'all, I find myself filled with an overwhelming sense of pride and gratitude. I mean, gratitude for the beautiful, compassionate, and fiercely independent woman that she has become. Honest to God, y'all, I don't even remember how I celebrated my 21st birthday. I really don't. I just know I remember I wasn't where I thought I should have been. I do remember that. And I remember being frustrated that I had not stayed on the track that I wanted to stay on or that I wanted to be on when I got to that good old age of 21. But that's neither here nor there. This is really not my story. This is about celebrating this child that God blessed me with. And I want to do just that. Maya, if you're tuning in, girl, I know you out there living your best life, so you might not hear this on your birthday, but if you are listening, girl, I want you to know how immensely proud I am of you. You are not just my daughter, you are one of my heroes, girl, or I should say one of my sheroes. Your passion, your determination, and your unwavering belief in yourself light up my world every single day. I know it's not easy. I know the journey has not been easy. But you have continued to stay in the fight, and I could not be prouder to be your mother. Girl, happy, happy birthday to you, my baby girl. We love you, and I want to make sure you know that. Y'all, listen, as we raise our glasses to toast 2 years of Emphatically You and also Maya's incredible journey to 21, I want you to remember this. Please cherish every moment. Live in the now. Embrace your true self. Y'all, and spread love like confetti wherever you go. Family, to all of you who take the time to listen and support me, thank you for joining me on this journey. Because listen here, whether you're a parent, whether you're a student, or simply someone navigating the twists and turns of life, know this and hear me. You are not alone. Y'all, we are in this thing together. You hear what I'm saying? Supporting each other, lifting each other up, and celebrating the beauty of being emphatically ourselves.
Or as I like to say, being who we be.
Well, family, listen, that's a wrap for today. That is a wrap for today's episode of the Emphatically You podcast. Now, listen to me. I know I have not held up my end of the deal in terms of coming to you with content and bringing you episodes on a consistent basis. But fear not, fear not. I will be back next week. So be sure to join me for some genuine conversation, okay? But until then, I want you to remember to follow your passion, just like I'm doing. But more importantly, y'all know what I like to tell you. I want you to take care of yourself. I want you to stay safe out in these streets now, okay? You too, Maya. But at the end of the day, I know that you know that I want you to always be emphatically you. Peace.